Chances are you've heard of the acronym NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y. That is short for Not In My Backyard. It is an umbrella term for people who oppose development because they don't want their neighborhoods to change. Well, now there's a counter movement that's forming of people who say the only way to solve the housing crisis in expensive cities is to keep building. And they're calling themselves YIMBYs. Yes, In My Backyard. And they're beginning to organize now. And Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
All right, YIMBYs. Yes. Yes, In My Backyard.
Yes, In My Backyard. Yeah, there's a sense that the NIMBY movement that really is seen to have kind of gotten rolling in the 70s and 80s has now had 4 or 5 decades of slow growth success in cities across the nation. And now what you're seeing is in the high-cost cities from LA to Seattle, New York, Boulder, Colorado, you're seeing a kind of counter movement occurring. You're seeing a new generation coming in saying, hang on a sec, we've got to live somewhere. And there's been so little housing built. You now have a jobs housing mismatch. As we know, huge rental price crisis in Los Angeles, housing crisis. And even though our mayor is saying we need 100,000 units of housing, you have a very strong counter movement trying to stop growth.
These are the neighborhood initiatives that
are
on the ballot in
November. These are the neighborhood initiatives that they don't want to see pass. One of them is Measure LV, also known as Love, that goes on the ballot in Santa Monica in November. Coming up in March, we have the Neighborhood Integrity Initiative.
Yes.
Another slow growth initiative. And that, in a way, the lightning rod for that was a project called the Palladium Residences in Hollywood. And those kind of tall tower projects in Hollywood, in town, those will also be supported by these self-declared YIMBYs. Yes, In My Backyard.
What kind of growth do the YIMBYs want? Do they want expensive growth? Do they want reasonable growth?
It really depends who you talk to. There's a very prominent YIMBY in San Francisco, and she's called Sonia Trauss, and she's like, build anything. It doesn't matter. It can be like 600 stories high. You've just got to build. That's not what they're all saying. Absolutely not. We have a number of voices in Los Angeles. One of them is Scott Epstein. He's the board chair for the Mid-City West Community Council. He definitely has a more moderate view, but this is what he says.
So the choices are, do we continue to sprawl outward and outward and outward, and that's what we did starting in the 1950s, or do we get denser? I think our only true choice in the face of climate change and a host of other issues is to get denser as a city.
Denser as a city, to grow up, if you will, right?
To grow up and to also concentrate development around transit lines. Like, for example, you had a particular development in LA that was a lightning rod for sort of the NIMBY YIMBY kind of breakdown, which was the Hines development in Santa Monica. It got beaten, it was challenged, and it was stopped. But that would have been a kind of YIMBY supported development because it was dense. It was a mixture of it was mixed use. It was dense. It was around a transit stop.
Well, what's interesting to me, Frances, is what kind of developments we're talking about here, because a lot of the folks, the YIMBYs, if you will, they want development. But I wonder if the developers, these are the people who want to charge a premium price for these units, and these people who say, yeah, let's build it, are even able to afford those units.
I asked Sonia Trauss in San Francisco the exact same question. She will go to planning meetings for a building that's not in her community and it's for a luxury high rise, and she's not going to be moving into that high rise. She's not going to be able to afford the rent there. And she said, we've got to build those luxury high rises, because if you don't, the folks that would move into that building are looking in other neighborhoods, such as my more affordable neighborhood. That's her argument. It's not necessarily an argument that everybody agrees with. But that's the logic. The logic is you've simply got to build stuff. You've got to have more housing. It's a supply and demand argument.
All right, Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.